This morning in the studio with me, I have three Queensland Police Service officers. We've got Senior Constable Joanne Arthur, Police Liaison Officers Mick Douglas and Anthony Michelot. And they're going to tell us a little bit about the Police Liaison Officers' role in our area. Good morning, each of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Joe, today we're going to be talking about Police Liaison Officers and NAIDOC Week. So firstly, can you tell our listeners what Police Liaison Officers are up to?
Thanks, Rosemary. So a PLO is a person who's employed by QPS to establish and maintain a positive rapport between culturally specific communities and the QPS. Mm-hmm. So the role of the liaison officer is to promote trust and understanding by assisting the community and police in a number of things, so to reduce and prevent crime, divert people from the criminal justice system, advise and educate police officers on culture and cultural issues, and to improve the community knowledge of law and order issues and the police service.
There you go. Now, Anthony, tell us a little bit about what your day-to-day work is all about.
Yeah, look, we liaise with police and members of the First Nations community to build relationships, mm-hmm. advise police officers on cultural beliefs, needs and protocols of the community in which they work, assist First Nations families with sorry business, particularly where there is a police investigation. We can help the family navigate police business and police navigate cultural differences.
Oh, that sounds fair. Mick, you're pretty heavily involved and engaged with the First Nations youth. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we engage with First Nations youth in our community. We attend events in schools within Moreton to talk to our young people, attend Murray Court, police watch houses, local supporting agencies to help our people work through their current situations.
Okay. Anthony, how would we recognise a PLO?
Yeah, look, police liaison officers wear the same blue uniform as police liaison officer, mm-hmm. name badge on their shirts. In the Torres Strait, police liaison officers wear blue, green shoulder epaulets. The PLO hat has a yellow checkered band and a police liaison officer badge.
There you go. And how many police liaison officers do we have working in Moreton?
We have 7 PLOs working in the Moreton. We have Raro and Sanga who have New Zealand and Samoan heritage. Mm-hmm. And then we have myself, Uncle Mick, Claudia, Nathaniel and Roy, who are First Nations PLOs. We all work from Reception Bay Station but cover the entire Moreton district.
Fabulous. Now, let's go back to Uncle Mick. NAIDOC Week is being celebrated in July, and each year that happens. What is NAIDOC Week all about?
So NAIDOC Week is a celebration honouring and elevating Indigenous voices, culture and resilience. The 2025 theme for NAIDOC Week is The Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy, Celebration and Achievements of the Past and the Bright Future Ahead, empowered by strengthening our young leaders, the vision of our community, our legacy and our ancestors. This year is the 50th year of celebrations in Australia.
Wow, 50 years. Now, Anthony, what does NAIDOC Week mean to you?
As a First Nations man, NAIDOC Week is a time that all Indigenous people can come together and unify and learn from each other.
Now, this year's NAIDOC Week runs from the 6th of July through to the 13th, and I believe that we are starting our celebrations a little bit earlier here in Moreton. What are the PLOs planning for NAIDOC Week here in this Moreton community? And I think, Mick, you're going to tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I can do that. Yes, we celebrate kickoff in the Moreton on July the 4th. We will be attending the celebrations at Caboolture Hub Memorial Hall area on the 4th of July and Deception Bay Apex Park Captain Cook Parade on Saturday, July the 5th. Everybody is welcome and we hope to see you there.
How good is that? Now, Joe, if someone was considering applying for a PLO position, where would they go and how would they go about looking for a job?
Yes, Rosemary. So specific PLO vacancies are advertised on the Smart Jobs and Careers website, so on the government site. Mm-hmm. So you can search there for any PLO vacancies throughout the state.
There you go. And there is a recruitment open day?
Yes, so there is a recruiting open day at the Bob Atkinson Operation Capability Centre in Wacol on July 26th, and that is for police as well as PLOs. So if you want to pop along to that, it's between 9 and 2 and jump on Eventbrite to reserve your tickets.
Okay.
It was a big hit last year, so, yeah, make sure you pop along.
Yeah, and I'll just reiterate that. That's the 26th of July at 9 a.m. And as Joe said, pop onto the Eventbrite website there and check that out. Guys, thanks very much for joining 101.5 this morning and keeping our community connected. And if you'd like any more of these details about the Police Liaison Officer or Queensland Police Service Open Day, head to the podcast on 101.5.com.au. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Thanks, Rosemary.